Coop or any of your offspring or anything like that. Of course, Coop is rough. You choking to death that, and if something ain't done mighty quick, get relief some way or another. Well, it's sort of like bronchitis, similar to bronchitis. But mother would go to the old coal oil lamp. Oh, if she had the jug of coal oil sitting down there, find it somewhere, she knew where it was. But if she didn't, well, as quick as she could, she took her finger in that coal oil. She rinsed it all off. She didn't leave no liquid on there. And she'd stick her finger down my throat just as far as she could get it. And it was just magic, just like that. Well, doctors don't like to use those common remedies, you know, most of them. This old doctor I'm talking about, he had poison ivy, what called it poison ivy? Allergy, what it is, there's so many different kinds of allergies. I think it's 100 different kinds of allergies. But he had it, and he had it all over his face, and he'd suffer, and sometimes over his hands, one thing or another. He said the best remedy he ever had, said if you try to give it to one of his patients, they'd spit in his face, or tell him to go where it didn't snow. Well, just this plain old oxygen soap, make a kind of a salve out of it. He said I'd done him more good than any medicine he ever tried on it. That's actual experience. Of course, if some patient come down, well, he'd give him something else. He wouldn't give him that unless he's a very close friend. He'd give him something else, you know. Oh, that would do some good, you know. But he went on to say that what worked with one patient didn't always work with the other, which I know is very true. But Petit Jean, the one that come up from Baton Rouge, you know?
Yeah.
When she was a baby, we had one heck of a time with her, getting something to agree with her. Milk, no milk would agree with her. Well, our first child was a boy. We lost him when he was 16 years old. But then he was sick all of his life. Something was wrong with him, in his breech birth, and that made it bad. And but Betty Jean, she couldn't drink no kind of milk. She couldn't eat no pork. She couldn't eat beef. She could eat chicken, but she couldn't drink no kind of milk. Finally got tried soybean meal, milk, and everything like that. Everything imaginable. Finally got tried on goat's milk, and that worked. Out of them, during World War II, right after Pearl Harbor, well, along about that time, she was born, I'm thinking, 41, 42, I forget now. But nevertheless, I didn't have no goat. I didn't have time to fool with one, to milk them. And I started buying canned milk, goat milk. Every time I'd go to Baton Rouge, I'd go all over, everywhere I thought I might find goat milk. Buy it by the case. And the summertime, you know, when youngsters get hot and sweaty in the head, and